This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Chris Rose, yep, Dugout Discussions, Baseball Today, NFL Network. He'll join us at 12:20. We'll talk to him about everything that's going on, including the Cavaliers. That's coming up at 12:20 for the Northeast Ohio native. And Danny Green at 1 o'clock, Odyssey Sports, NBA Insider. Okay, so we're talking a little bit about the pictures that got released yesterday, the pictures that I'm looking at here, of what the Brown Stadium would have looked like if the original proposal from 4 years ago, that's what these pictures are from, 4 years ago, the one that Scene Magazine got a hold of, and they published those yesterday. So, like I said before, give me a building with more than 15 dates, and if somebody wants to invest money, private money, and even if it goes with public money too, what are you going to do? The Browns' lease runs out very soon, so they've got to start making decisions on this thing. There isn't time to drag your feet. It's, you know, the worst answer in life is maybe. Maybe is so bad. Just yes or no. If it's no, you move on. If it's yes, then you can move forward. I don't know. Jeff, again, your thoughts when you saw this picture yesterday.
Well, there's an old picture. That's all I thought. That's all I thought. Okay, old picture, great. There are a lot of things you could do to renovate that place if you so chose to do that.
It's kind of where we're at.
Didn't do much for me.
I don't know. Someone told me a week ago. Politician actually said that the
do it, Dan.
Disapproval rate among fans is 70%. I don't believe that. Do you believe
70%
that?
70% of what?
Don't want the dome. You
okay.
Buy that?
Well, go ahead and throw $500 million of public funds into the stadium on the lake. I mean, I don't care. You know what I want, Andy? I want a football team.
I'm with you.
I don't care where they play. If you want to build a dome, great, build a dome. And as the Plain Dealer came out with its editorial staff and they backed the Dome Stadium, and the one reason they said was, who's going to donate or who's going to contribute $2.4 billion into a public development thing here in Cleveland? Let's see a show of hands.
You got 2.4. Anybody with $2.4 billion that's willing to put it back in the city, give me a call right now.
And I thought the Plain Dealer nailed it. They said, is this an ideal plan? No. Yeah, anybody have a better one? Nope. So, you know, they're going to have to figure it out. I would doubt seriously if the team leaves Cleveland anytime soon. And by anytime soon, I mean in 20, 30, 40 years.
And by Cleveland, you mean Northeast Ohio.
I mean leave our region.
Yeah, the region.
Like, Northeast Ohio. Move to Tennessee, move to Florida, move to wherever. I do not see that happening. That means they're going to need a place to play. So if everybody's happy just continuing to play at the stadium, and which I have always, my contention has always been, fine place to watch a football game. It is. I mean, go sit down and watch the game. But everybody seems to want more than that. At least ownership does, and it seems like many fans do.
Ed's in a car. Hey, Ed.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hi, good. Ed. How are you?
Good. Hey, I just wanted to chime in because I think the one point you raised about, like, we're all pawns in this.
I just feel like we're getting played.
Point.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. It's up to our elected leaders along with the business community, and that includes the Haslams, to sit in a room and figure this out.
If you read Daryl's story, they did for years, especially before the change in the administration, that they were all on the same page until we got a new mayor.
Right. But that's what we elect people and you know, people are in positions of leadership to figure this out. In my opinion, by moving this out of downtown Cleveland, we are taking a once-in-a-lifetime generational investment and planting it somewhere that has had no investment. You bring it and keep it downtown, it's a force multiplier for all the investment that's already here. Cleveland's the economic engine for this region. If this
goes sideways and moves out,
you guys, I'm telling you, this will be a major problem in terms of why this region never reaches its potential. In 20, 30 years, people will look back on this moment and say, boy, they screwed this one up.
You know, Ed, then just based on what you're saying, what really would have made sense, and we've all seen all the money they're putting into Hopkins, why didn't they just move Hopkins to where Burke is? If the generator there is the stadium, why wouldn't, well, if you're going to take down Route 2, right, and you're going to make it into a boulevard, why wouldn't they have done that instead? Like, that, because you, the place
why,
they're,
why would
they're
you
planning
put an
on,
airport
the place
on the
they're putting it there, well, they already have one.
A real one.
What do you mean? That's not a real airport, Burke?
Have you flown out of there?
Yes, I've flown out of there before.
Well, you know people with private jets. Nice.
Here's my point. So why are we investing money in the airport then? If that is that a generational bad move to invest more money in the airport, or should they have built a new airport? But here's the other thing: why isn't the airport closer to downtown then?
Why? You're trying to put in an apples and oranges comparison here.
No, because you're making a point that you're saying that by moving the stadium, we're making a generational mistake for a building that houses 15 events a year. Let's not kid ourselves. What does that building do for us? The money we put into it and the billions they're going to have to put into it to keep it going. What is it doing for us? It's 15 events a year. That's it.
There's nothing
bigger than that. Thanks, Ed. Appreciate your phone call. Other people on hold. Let's talk to Bob in Cleveland. Hi, Bob.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, sir. You know, Brook Park, that land used to be Cleveland?
Yeah.
Cleveland's land.
Yep.
And we traded it for the IX Center?
Yeah, there was a land swap there at one point. Yeah,
yeah, right. Can't we do it back?
I don't know. I think.
And then it wouldn't be no problem, right?
I agree with that. And then all they needed. Would anybody be mad if that land was still Cleveland's?
Have a bag of trinkets, Brook Park.
Hey, one more quick thing about the tow you were talking about the other day.
Oh, yeah.
My son went to high school with the mayor.
Okay.
He's not a sports person at all. Not at all.
All right. Well,
anyway,
I don't know.
My point was, I
don't care. He's the mayor. He's got to figure it out.
I know. Well, anyway, so I was picking him up one day in school a long time ago, and we were playing kickball.
Mm-hmm.
And the ball came by me, and I said, here, let me kick the ball to you. And I was right by a railing, and I kicked the railing.
Oh, man.
With my big toe, right?
Yeah.
So I couldn't say anything, so I kicked it with my other foot, and I made a joke, and I went in my car and cried.
And then you were out for the rest of the season.
And it hurt for 2 years, didn't it?
It was bleeding. I was out for like six. That baby hurt so bad, it was crazy.
See?
All right, thank you. Appreciate the phone call.
Have a nice day. Bye.
You too. Thanks, Bob.
Can I throw in one thing?
Yes.
Brook Park is really close to Cleveland, blah, 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 blah.
It's on the board. It's like you put your finger to it.
What's the summer home of the Cleveland Orchestra?
Blossom.
Where is that?
Summit County.
It's in what used to be Northampton Township.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody think Blossom hurts our region?
Only when I have to leave it.
You don't know the ins and outs. That's the problem. You need to grow up in Northampton. You can do that.
Then we're going to talk in the break because I'm not saying it on the air if you're giving me some secret.
Anybody,
Richfield seems to be doing okay right now.
Anybody
that parking lot turns into Lord of the Flies.
It's horrible.
Did everybody hate the Price, Doherty, Nance, Hot Rod teams of the Cavs?
I couldn't because they weren't playing in downtown Cleveland, so I boycotted that whole era.
Andy, did you ever go to a concert out there at the Coliseum?
Of course. My whole high school was built around Richfield.
Did you like the Miracle of Richfield?
I loved all of it. We wouldn't have had the Miracle of Richfield if
the Richfield
playing
Cavaliers played great basketball. The point is this.
It killed the economy, though, Jeff.
The point is this. If it's in our region, that's still good for the city of Cleveland, I think, personally. I don't know. Those two great facilities, Coliseum back in the day, and then Blossom, great to this day, don't seem to be a detriment to our city. I don't know. To me, they're not.
Kyle's in Cleveland. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, the only problem I have about the stadium is, the Haslams are going to be receiving some funds from taxpayers. And
aren't they now?
They have. Regardless, I just have a problem with the fact that that product is abysmal. They don't win. I don't care if they played, if they carved out a stadium at Cargill's salt mine. I just want them to win.
Yeah.
So he's done nothing to have them win, and he does not deserve a new place to live.
Do you think the Haslams...
I had to get a new office. I had to perform at my job. He has not performed. Really.
Do you think they like losing? I'm just asking you.
They must. When you pick people like Johnny Manziel, and you had your rival telling you not, I want you to pick him. They must have some kind of infinity.
Okay, Kyle. Thank you.
Learners felt the same way. They like losing. For the most part, Art Modell did too.
If I was a billionaire and I had to get up in front of everybody and say, we took a big swing and a miss, I would want to just hide in the corner. I just don't know business people that want to lose money.
Can we do this?
And want to lose at sport. I mean, it's a lot of ego stuff going on.
Can we go and tell me if you agree?
Mm-hmm.
Can we separate two things here?
Sure.
A football facility and a football team's performance. Those are two different things.
You and I do this all the time. Fans don't. And
they're
I think
two different
if,
things.
If that 70% number was real that I was told, that's the biggest catalyst for people saying, well, when you win, we'll get you a new stadium.
Yeah, well, that's ridiculous.
It's where we are now. Dolores is chiming in from Cleveland. Hi, Dolores. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're good. We're glad to be talking to you.
Dolores.
What do you have for us?
Okay. Are you forgetting about the bartenders, the waiters, the waitresses, all that work downtown for these Browns games? I put through two kids through private schools working the Browns games.
Congratulations.
You can't get to Brook Park to do the same, Dolores?
Well, they won't have bartenders?
They don't have public transportation?
No, because I wasn't a bartender. I worked a command post, and I dispatched for the command post that oversaw the tailgaters.
Dolores, do you ever leave the city of Cleveland?
No.
Okay.
You work dispatch for the police is what you're saying, right?
Yes, I did.
Okay. So there won't be dispatch if they build the stadium somewhere else?
Not for Cleveland. It'll be for Brook Park Police. They'll get it.
So I'm going to be honest with you, Dolores. The number of police officers, we've been down here, 15 years? Jeff?
Yes,
sir. Almost 15 years. The number, you know what I say? Take the money and put it back in the police. For the money that they have to put into a new stadium, wouldn't you like to see other dispatchers be able to be hired for the city of Cleveland so that we could worry about problems other than
Absolutely.
What's going on that
Absolutely.
other than what's going on in the Muni lot on a game day?
We have a baseball facility that's used 81 days a year. We have an arena that's used 300.
And losing.
Whoa, hang on, Dolores. Go ahead, Dolores. Sorry, Jeff. Let Dolores finish here. I'm sorry. She was overtime.
I worked overtime down there.
So it costs us. But who?
Duty.
So, but
for how many games, Dolores?
15. All the games that were in Cleveland, I worked the community.
Right. So
that's
eight. So go work at Progressive Field and get 81 dates.
And that's all overtime too. Who paid that overtime though? The Browns, right?
I'm not sure. I know I got paid by the city.
Oh, so our taxpayer dollars were paying for your overtime, so that we had to work there. Wow.
Nice. That worked.
Doesn't seem. I'm sorry.
I mean, I didn't get a separate check. I got a check from the city,
so I'm assuming the city charged.
The Browns
for the folks that were working the game.
Definitely.
Yeah, so I mean, Dolores, thank you. We appreciate it. And thank you for being a Cleveland police officer working within dispatch. Thank you, Dolores. I appreciate you. Thank you.
I honestly, the one thing that I don't think people think about this, and I do think this about this whole situation. It's not just a stadium. The Haslams want to put other stuff in. That's their prerogative, and they're footing the bill on that. From everything they say, right?
What if the Haslam said, we're just paying for the whole thing? Does anyone have an argument at that point?
Yes, people still would because of what Dolores just said. Well, you're taking jobs out of the city of Cleveland because people can't get to Brook Park.
I'd rather see them leave it in the county than move like all of those all those industries that moved in the 70s. Anyone that was here in the 70s that remembers knows exactly. And Jeff, you know what I'm talking about. We lost big business in the 70s to other cities that decided Cleveland was no longer their home. And it doesn't matter if you're, let's just put this, Northeast Ohio was no longer their home. 216-474-0092, because we fondly say Cleveland for everything in Northeast Ohio. 216-474-0092. Hey, let's bring in Chris Rose next, Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.